Jeremiah 27. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim came this word to Jeremiah from Yahweh. Make bonds and bars and put them on your neck like a yoke, and send them to the king of Edom, to the king of Moab, the king of Ammon, the king of Tyre, the king of Sidon, by the hand of the messengers who come to Jerusalem to Zedekiah, and give them a command to their masters, saying, Thus says Yahweh, tell your masters, I have made the earth, the men and the animals on the surface of the earth, by my great power and stretched out arm, and I give it to whom it seems right to me. Now have I given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and the animals of the field also have I given him to serve him. All the nations shall serve him and his son's son, until the time of his own land come, and then many nations and great kings shall make him their bondservant. The nation which will not serve the same Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, that will not put their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, that nation will I punish, says Yahweh, with the sword, with the famine, with plague. But as for you, don't you listen to your prophets, nor to your dreamers, who speak to you, saying, You shall not serve the king of Babylon. For they prophesy a lie to you to remove you far from your land. Now, what an unpopular message to tell Judah and to tell the surrounding nations, surrender, give in to Babylon, when everyone was trying to sort of jazz themselves up that, oh, we shall fight to the last man, we will win, and trying to encourage their soldiers and support the war effort against Babylon. And Jeremiah comes out with this message, surrender. This is God's will. This is God's plan. Submit yourselves. Bow your neck. Let his yoke come upon you. Otherwise, you're going to perish. This was exactly the very opposite of what people wanted to hear. And that really is, in some ways, how our message is. Our message about radical change in your life. Allowing Jesus to be your Lord and your Master, to serve your God with all your heart and all your soul, and not yourself, and not your hobbies, and not your career, and not your wealth, and all the rest of it. This is not attractive. This is not what people naturally want to hear. And of course, people would have thought, Jeremiah's just being paid by Babylon. He wasn't. He was just doing what God told him to say. And of course, the message was that through surrender, through bowing your neck, this was the way to ultimate freedom for them as nations, and it's true for us as individuals. I spoke to Zedekiah, king of Judah, according to all these words, saying, Bring your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon. Why will you die, you and your people, by the sword, by the famine, by the plague? As Yahweh has spoken concerning the nation that will not serve the king of Babylon. Well, Jeremiah himself was wearing the yoke to try to show to the people that, well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm putting the yoke of Babylon on myself. And they would have thought, this man's a traitor. He's not a nationalist. He's not on our side and all that kind of thing. Don't listen to the words of the prophets who speak to you saying, You shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie to you. You see how these people who are false prophets, false teachers, they said what they knew people wanted to hear. And that's what people do today. But God says, I have not sent them. They prophesy falsely in my name. Also, I spoke to the priests and to all this people, saying, Thus says Yahweh, don't listen to the words of your prophets who tell you, Behold, the vessels of Yahweh's house will now shortly be brought back from Babylon, because Babylon had taken some of the vessels of the temple already. They prophesy a lie to you. Don't listen to them. Serve the king of Babylon and live. Why should this city become a desolation? So actually, all that suffering that was to come on Jerusalem could have been saved if the people had humbled themselves, accepted that they had sinned, accepted that they deserved judgment, and bowed their necks beneath Babylon, and they could have lived. But they didn't. Thus says Yahweh of armies about the pillars and the laver and the bases and the rest of the vessels that are left in this city, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, didn't take. That's the first time when he carried away captive Jeconiah from Jerusalem to Babylon. Yes, thus says Yahweh about those vessels that are left in the house of Yahweh and in the house of the king of Judah. They will be carried to Babylon, and there shall they be until the day that I visit them, says Yahweh. Then will I bring them up and restore them to this place. And that is what happened when Cyrus became king of Persia. He makes this decree and says, Jews, you can go back to your land, and please take with you all your temple vessels, and I'll give you money and whatever you need, materials to rebuild your temple. Quite an amazing decree that a Gentile ruler should say that, should allow a captive people to go back to their land and tell them to build a temple and to take with them all their temple vessels back from captivity. This was a huge thing for Cyrus to do, and clearly it shows how powerfully God will work upon human minds and in the lives of maybe unbelievers, just Gentile people, in order to bring about his purpose for us.